Well, hey everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. And today's story, I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is chapter 31 from my book, For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm. And this chapter 31 is entitled The Green Duster. A few years before Grandpa died, he and Grandma sold the farm. They found a nice split-level house on the edge of Newark where they lived until Grandpa died. Grandpa bought a modest bass boat for fishing trips to Buckeye Lake. He hunted on the property of friends. And one weekend we visited and Grandpa asked Dad to come out in front of the house. And we all stood there in a cluster outside the garage facing a closed door. Dad always drove mid-sized Chrysler products. He did a lot of his own work on the cars, and he was used to Plymouths and Dodges and Chryslers. When everyone was assembled in front of the garage door, Grandpa hit the garage door opener to reveal a sporty green Plymouth Duster with broad racing stripes. "What do you think of that?" I remember my grandpa asked my dad. Dad said, "Oh, wow, that's as clean as can be. Nice little car. It's in great shape." "That's the right answer," Grandpa said, and he handed him the keys. "No, Dad, I can't take this," he said. "No, we want you to have it. It's yours," Grandpa said. Grandpa insisted on giving Dad the car. He had picked it out just for him, a small Plymouth with a slant six. He knew Dad would like it. He paid cash for the car with some of the money from the farm. I'll never forget the deep feeling of that moment. Grandpa and Grandma just smiling, Dad with his head down and tears running down his face. There was such love in the driveway that day. A few years later, I went to college and Dad gave me the car that he'd been using to commute to his school teaching job, a powder blue VW Beetle. The heater didn't work well. When I returned to school in January, Dad wanted me to be warm, and he insisted on giving me the duster to take back to college. Dad maintained the car, paid for the insurance, gave me a gasoline credit card, and a $5 limit per week. He said, "That's enough gas to get you to work," and it was a great help during my college years. I drove back to college in the little Plymouth that Grandpa bought as a special gift for my dad. And when Lois and I married, we drove away from the church and we started our married life with that little green duster bought with money from the farm, a sacrificial love gift from my grandfather to my dad. It was a piece of the old farm and my dad gave it to me. And that's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm tonight, where every day is a beautiful day. And the little light in the kitchen is always on.